Every Tuesday, we head to the MCCSC, and today our special guest from Arlington Heights Elementary is the principal, Ashley Kane. Ashley, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey there. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Well, I've got an umbrella in one hand. I've got a four-leaf clover in the other, and I know in your job, with dismissal time always in that later part of the afternoon, you probably have one eye on the radar too, don't you?
We do. It is definitely coming, and we are ready with our water shoes and everything.
That's right. Get those boots on, the ones with the ducks and everything else. We hope everybody had a great Easter. I can't believe it's April already. Is the school year going as by as quickly for you as I have a 14 or soon to be 14-year-old and a 10-year-old? So there was spring break. That was a month ago. Now look at us. We're in April.
I know. It's absolutely crazy. It's gone so, so fast. It's been such a good year that it just, you know, it's exciting to have summer coming, but we're going to miss this year too because it's been so good.
And summer is, it won't feel like it tomorrow when it's below 40.
It will not. You are so right.
Well, everybody
back to the 40.
That's it. grab your eclipse glasses and grab your jacket and probably your iPad as well, or however that works. Just grab everything and it's going to be great. What are we going to do for the eclipse besides have everybody over at Arlington Heights Elementary? That's not where they're going to be on Monday.
It's not. No, everyone is off on Monday for the eclipse day. So we're sending home some different activities families can do with their kiddos if they want. And then obviously the eclipse glasses, because we want to make sure and protect those eyeballs.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those fancy chains you put around there so I don't set them down somewhere then forget.
Ones with the beads and everything.
Well, if they're noisy.
Oh, yeah.
They're like my car keys. I'll hear them.
That's good.
For folks that don't know, Ashley, we have so many people new into the area, either moving in for work or school or whatever and raising their families in such a great part of the world. Tell everybody where Arlington Heights is and what neighborhoods you guys serve.
Yeah, so we serve the Arlington area. We are right off the bypass up on the north side, right off the bypass and 69.
If people wonder, what is that bridge that goes over the street? Well, you know exactly what that bridge is.
That's our bridge. That's Arlington Bridge.
It has your name on it.
I don't know if there's a fancy name. Does it have our name on it?
You know what you should do? That should be your spring contest. We should name the bridge.
There you go. That'd be great.
Aren't you having a bunch of construction over there getting ready to get started too?
We are, yes. It's getting ready to hit, I actually think, on the 9th potentially. So really good timing with the eclipse and everything. But yes, they're going to have some roads and lanes shut down for all of the construction.
How is that going to affect your transportation plan, if at all?
I think for the most part, we're going to be okay. We've got some pretty good arrival and dismissal processes. I know one lane will definitely slow us down a little bit, but we have two entrances to the school. So either coming in off of, I think it's Kinzer, or coming in off of the bypass. Either way, you'll be able to get here.
Well, that's the good news. You're not trapped there. 17 acres is a lot of property, but you're not trapped.
We sure do.
You're not trapped back there. Preschool through sixth grade. How exciting was it to see the referendum pass? How is that going to? Is that affecting your building when the next school year starts? Having our 4-year-olds getting ready for some pre-K activity.
Yeah, it's super exciting. We're thrilled to have extra little babes over here at Arlington. I know we're getting ready to welcome them all in. We've got registration is open, so we're hoping to continue to register them. And then, you know, we've also got the referendum with all of the school supplies. So we've been working on school supply orders. So all of our families, that's one less thing to worry about coming into next school year. You don't have to buy new school supplies because we'll have them ready.
Well, that's a fantastic, fantastic part of this. And talk about how that makes a tangible difference in your building.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I have over 330 students, and just the amount of money it costs to be able to get them all of the supplies that they need, you know, markers, crayons, glue, everything, it's really a huge burden on our families. And so by being able for us to be able to supply it, it just gives that much back to our community for them to be able to do what they need to do at home and to make sure that the kids are ready to learn.
Yeah, and you hope that frees up other time to either help kids, you know, get reading or doing math or homework and everything else. So that's an exciting part of it. And do you have enough teachers, enough space at Arlington to have this get ready for next year?
We do. We have some exciting things coming down for this summer. We're looking at a couple classroom moves here and there to be able to welcome in our new pre-K friends and getting creative with our space for sure. But we definitely have enough room, and I live by the idea of the more the merrier. So it'll be great.
It's loud and noisy, and that means things are happening, and it's like a beehive, right? That constant buzz.
Yep.
Constant buzz of fun. Ashley Kane is our guest. She is the principal of Arlington Heights Elementary School. And, well, we know you're surrounded by great people over there. Is the rumor true? Is it really assistant principals recognition week or appreciation week, I guess would be the better term?
It is, yes. It's Assistant Principals Week. We have an amazing assistant principal that we share with Rogers Elementary, Mr. Charlton Cavett, and he is wonderful. He's here today, and we blessed him with some crumble cookies and some coffee.
Oh.
So, you know, all the sweets and sugar.
Now you have my attention. That's the
right.
Good news. But how important, though, is your staff to making sure that you get everybody in and everybody out and everybody situated class to class and the lunchroom's going and the building's clean? That's the other exciting part. It's great to hear all the kids' voices, but having a great staff around you as well makes that alarm clock not sting as much early in the morning.
No, I totally agree. I feel so blessed to have this amazing staff. You know, this is my first year at Arlington, but it's my fifth year as a school principal, and I truly can say that this is one of the best staffs I've ever worked with. They are just so passionate and dedicated to working with our kids and with our community and just really making sure that they're going above and beyond each and every day for our kids. So I'm excited for Teacher Appreciation Week here in a month or so to be able to shower them with some love.
It's your first year at Arlington, but your fifth year, the rumor has it you're working on a doctorate as well. How do you balance all this? Where'd you get your start in education?
Well, I went to USI down in Evansville, and then I moved out to Phoenix, Arizona. And so I've been in Arizona for a while. So I was a principal out there for 4 years. And then decided to come back home because I'm from Brown County originally. And I've always loved Vanderbilt. So I thought, hey, this is the time to, you know, go for my doctorate over at Vanderbilt and be closer to home and, you know, really be able to give back to the community of where I grew up. So
is it really
how we started.
Is it really a dry heat? Is it, or it's just hot, isn't
it? It's so nice. I can't
tell
you. It's so great. I love the dry heat. This is so sticky here, for sure.
That is. But if you're from Brown County, you're familiar with
what it is, but the dry heat. I'm telling you, my hair looks a lot better out in Arizona than it does here.
little curly here in the Midwest, huh?
Yes. Yes, a little frizzy over here.
Ashley Kane is my guest today. She is the principal at Arlington Heights Elementary School. Let's see. Oh, I got to get my direct. Just north of the bypass there between Interstate 69 and the College Avenue exit. So we know where that's at. Over 330 kids. Where are we in the testing cycle? I should know better, but I have a fourth grader, so I'm fourth grade focused. Is it the third graders that have to do iRead? Is that over? Are we done with that? Where are we at in the calendar for that?
Yep, iRead is over. We finished right before spring break, so that was wonderful. And our third graders just knocked it out of the park. They did awesome. And then we've got iLearn starting the week of April 15th. So iLearn is coming up for third through sixth graders.
Everybody gets a little iLearn, huh? All right.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets to have a little fun there.
Oh, that's funny. Well, it's just part of how it works. Great kids, great staff, first year in the building. I bet you've got a great PTO as well that helps you out and raises some funds and has some fun as well.
We do. We have an amazing PTO. They're actually, we just did a little Eagle March Madness in March here to name our new Eagle mascot. And so our students and families and community and everyone voted for the new Eagle name. And now our PTO is actually getting T-shirts for the entire school in order to celebrate our new Eagles name.
Well, what is it?
It's Jamal.
Oh, duh.
I just love it.
Well, so you go from the yes. University of Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles, right?
I did, yes.
You can't get away from it.
I'm an eagle for life.
Well, now, this is a real bird that lives in a tree right above the school, correct? Do I have that right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, we built them a house and everything.
And the fourth graders built them a nest. That's yes. We're joking. We're having fun with Ashley Kane at Arlington Heights Middle School. No need to. We're joking. We're having some fun there. If they have a real eagle, they'll bring it in on Raptor Day with the owl and everything else that goes on there. Do you have a carnival, a big fundraiser? Do you have something this spring that we should all in the community circle a date for to come by and say hi?
Yes, we have our PTO Spring Carnival on Friday, April 26th. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. here at Arlington. And we are just so excited. We have a bunch of like inflatables, the dunk tank, all of the little activities, all of the food trucks, all of the things happening.
Well, that's outstanding. And that's for the whole community. Of course, we want people from Arlington Heights that go to school there to come over and enjoy. But that's open for everybody to have a great if you want to get out of the jet wash on a Friday, that's a great way to do it. Where do you take the funds raised from all the games and tickets and cakewalks and dunk takes? Where does all of that money go to help you guys?
Yeah, so PTO this year is really focusing in on supporting literacy here at Arlington, and so they are refreshing some of our library books and helping really just reestablish our library and getting kids reading.
And you can't, and again, you get them addicted to reading, and it's so much fun, and it's a great mm-hmm. way to learn and get ahead for all these silly standardized testing things that we have to do. So that's coming up, the carnival, April 26th, Friday, 5:30 to 7:30 to have some fun at the end of the year. It's gonna be here before we know it. All right. So everybody has their glasses. Everybody has their or are going to have their glasses and instructions for Monday's day off. Then your next day off is going to be the primary election on May 7th. I think I have that right.
Yep, you're right. We have no school on May 7th.
So once a month, these kids get a little bit of a
just
break.
Just about, yeah.
That's fun. Now, I know it's 3:36 here at WGCL, and that means that you have to go get the carpool lines moving, the bells rang, and everybody's going to be high-fiving you because the school day is almost over. Ashley, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Bloomington again, and best of luck for the rest of the school year, and I can't wait to talk to you next year to see how things are going at Arlington Heights.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. It was great being on with you.
Ashley, grab your umbrella. Just
Thanks, I will.
Just and your boots and your jacket and everything. It's not a dry rain, Ashley. It's not a dry rain.
It's not a dry rain. You're right.
Hey, have a great rest of your week. Have a great eclipse, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.